Hey everybody, welcome to the Blade Runner Minute, our podcast where we talk about the film Blade Runner, 1 minute at a time. I'm your congested host, Pete, joined by, as always,
Sandra,
and now today,
Fred,
and also today,
Jesse.
Yeah, there's four of us. We're at our friend's house.
Woo!
And we're going over minute 72. Or 71.
72.
Math confuses me after 60 because the Amazon counter goes from 59 minutes to 100 minutes?
Huh? No, it says at 1 hour. I mean? So it was at 1 hour, 12 minutes.
Which is 72 minutes.
See.
So minute 72.
We'll figure it out later.
The rape scene.
It's yes.
Well, what I don't understand is that the minute ends at 72.
So it's 71 through 72. So it's, yes. No, it's 72. Because there's no minute zero. There's minute one.
Yeah.
Zero to one.
It's the hashtag we choose.
We figured that out.
Yeah, so we're zero.
It took us about 10 minutes worth to figure that out when we first started.
This minute started with Rachel running away, Deckard reaching out to grab her.
Yeah.
She went to his door. He flipping slammed the door. You can curse if you want to.
Keyboard saxophone jumps in.
He takes her by her arms, slams her against his
window.
It looks like his kitchen
the
window.
Blinds,
and
right?
He's like, this is cool, right?
And the music is romantic.
And it changes to sexy, jazzy porn music.
But this isn't romantic.
No.
This is a girl that wants to get away.
She has terror in her eyes.
Right, so it's a controversial scene. I never thought of it as such until recently.
Oh, I thought about it right away.
Did you?
Well, that's you were older when you saw it.
That was the only thing that popped up to me. Like, whoa, whoa.
As soon as I saw it,
she does not look. She doesn't look consenting at all.
You know,
it's not even funny.
She's a robot. Who cares?
So we have two guys and two girls reviewing the scene. So, ladies, Sandra and Jesse, you saw Harrison Ford grab a woman by her arms, throw her against Venetian blinds, and then dictate to her, "Tell me you want me. Tell me,
this way it's legal."
Yeah. What did you? How did you feel?
I can tell the judge.
When
said,
a guy
yeah,
grabs you,
even
by
though
your
I
arms,
asked you to say,
throws
it.
You. Is it old school romantic or is it?
First of all, why are you splitting up the guys and the girls here? Like it's.
She looks legitimately terrified.
That's what I mean.
About what's about to happen.
Yes.
Because it looks like it's happened before.
Within
she knows
the context,
what's about to happen.
Within the context of the film, it seems like. It may not be rape.
I feel like we're overpowering this conversation and we're not letting the ladies talk.
I agree.
I would like this to be known that every time we all hang out and you guys start talking about something and you ask us our opinion, you immediately turn to each other and only talk to each other. And me and Jesse sit there and look at each other and go, yeah,
you're confused because he says
that's
baby,
fantastic.
But he means me.
Uh-huh.
I'm his baby. You know?
Yeah, you guys are spot on.
So you ladies saw.
Oh.
So Sandra, you saw the minute. What did you think first?
So can I first say I think I saw.
Anyway, what I was saying.
I'm gonna punch you in the nose.
Earlier.
I think I saw this the first time when I was like 11
100%.
Or 12.
Jesse's never seen it at all, by
well,
the way.
I'm just saying I saw this when I was 11 or 12, and from at that time there was a lot of movies happening where you were getting a forced consent. Does that make sense? Like. You were getting a coerced consent like that was considered okay. Like, even as teenagers, there was this impression of a guy can convince a girl to have sex with her, and that was still okay.
At this point in the movie, Deckard knows that they're not machines. His farce, his facade is blown. He knows that they're engineered people, basically. It's not their fault. They didn't ask to be born or made. And he's in love with her. There's something about her.
He
had his chance.
Her,
he had his chance to close
he has
the door.
A really weird way of showing.
He
it.
Had his chance to close. He wants her so bad.
Yeah, but she's.
But again, at the time,
she really looks scared.
That's what
and
men
he had
were
his
supposed
chance
to be doing.
Her.
And wait, let's be real clear that even in today's world, with the 50 Shades of Grey and everything that's since then, girls are like, I want a man who's a little tough and he'll hurt me a little. I disagree entirely.
Only if he looks like
I'm
Harrison
running
Ford.
Away. Isn't that what girls say? Right? Like,
you don't want a guy like me.
It's okay if Tom Hardy does it to me. Like,
beginning and end the conversation is that she looks terrified.
Yeah, she does.
And Fifty Shades of Grey wrote about how she likes it.
And she was terrified she left him.
Roy,
did you not? He didn't
Ray
read the book,
Finkel's
right?
Going to write in his diary, I got raped today.
To be fair, by
Harrison Ford. Okay, and I just had to go on with it because listen, he's a Blade Runner, and he's probably gonna kill me if I don't have sex with him.
Here's a fact.
Boom.
No, because then she got into it.
Here's a fact.
Whoa.
Here's
she's
a fact.
Pretending she's a replicant.
Sean Young was in pain, but he threw when Harrison Ford threw her against the wall. She was real. He threw her for real.
She got
really upset.
Good for Lacey's out.
And they had to cut because she was seriously upset.
And they really didn't like each other.
Oh wow!
They didn't get along at all.
So
you're saying what I'm seeing is more anger in the actress' eyes.
I think they said make it a little
rather
tough.
Than the character's eyes because she just. Literally hates.
Yeah,
the
I think they told him to make it a little rough.
I don't know that she hates him because Sean Young is notorious for not getting along with co-stars, Harrison Ford, Kevin.
Well, this whole
Kevin, what's his face, Robin Hood,
Kevin
Costner,
the other guy, James Woods.
Okay.
Oopie's Candy.
Yes.
Oopie's Candy.
She was obsessed with him.
She doesn't get along with co-stars.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But this whole...
The Mask, right?
This...
Ace Ventura.
Yes. This whole shoot...
We've all been
serious?
Yeah, don't ask.
We've all been drinking.
This movie shoot was completely fraught. Like, everybody hated each other on the set. Like, everybody who worked on the movie hated everybody else who worked on the movie. Everybody hated the director. Nobody was getting along. I'm surprised that they didn't all wind up killing each other. With the stories you hear and, like, how mean they were to each other. Like, the shirts they all made... To make fun of Ridley Scott?
Wanker? Or,
It was something because of the way he kept telling them to redo things over and over again. So they made a shirt to make fun of him. And he totally, like, he owned it. He was like, yeah, whatever, I love the shirt.
Yeah, he was cool with it.
But...
Who?
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott, the director.
So...
She was great, so...
Had a phrase.
You know, leading up to this minute, though...
What? It's not Star Wars at all.
Leading up to this minute, she's Ridley, playing...
Daisy Ridley.
Star Wars was so this cool.
This dear Scott. No?
Jesus
every
Christ.
Time. Every time. Do
every
you two
time
need
what?
To be alone?
Go ahead.
Every time what?
Leading up to this minute, she's playing this beautiful piano piece, and he's looking at her all lovingly, and he goes in for that kiss.
Oh, so you're saying she asked
and
for it.
Went, no, absolutely not. You can't ask
that's
for
wrong.
It.
Just because
she
has talent doesn't
she
mean
she leans
yes.
away from the kiss and runs out the door.
Yeah,
tries to run for the door.
Yeah.
And he's angry because he like I thought you felt the same door. Way. With his fist, he slams it, no less. But I think there was a lot of things happening in these characters' mind. Like, I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt of a 30-year-old movie, right? 30-something-year-old. Where...
81?
82? 30-something-year-old movie where they... That kind of moves were totally acceptable. But... He may be feeling like a little torn because she's not completely human for him, but she is because he loves her, and she can't trust any of her own feelings because her emotions.
I don't think he's taking advantage at all.
I totally.
I don't think
he is.
He's taking advantage of her of a.
I think he is
subhuman. I think
no,
he
not
has,
because of that.
I think he has serious feelings for her,
and I think he's confused.
And
by
he would have acted the same way if there was a human girl in his house.
I agree with you. I'm just saying there's a lot of emotions running
no,
through
no,
him.
I'm just saying I think.
I
what does he
him.
Say to her? He says, tell me you want me or...
Yeah,
tell me to kiss me?
Telling her to make it consensual.
Tell me to kiss
so
me?
This way in court, it's illegal. It's legal. He's like, tell me you want this so the judge doesn't, you know, put me away. And I can be like, honestly...
I think he's a little...
Your Honor,
no,
honestly,
I think...
She said, I want it. And... Whether or not I told her to say it is
right.
I think
inconclusive.
His, no, I just think that...
Ladies, under any circumstance...
Is it ever okay? No.
Is it ever okay to slam the door shut when you're trying to go through it, throw you against the Venetian blinds, kiss you, and force you to kiss me, and I say, kiss me. Now say... Kiss me, and then I tell you, me.
Are you role playing?
Tell you, you.
That's
won't.
What I was gonna
how
say.
How do you
like,
know?
You don't.
There was no indication.
Same
that's
same
yeah, that's
it's
the
not
point.
Role play. It's real.
If it's real, no.
That's
we're
the point.
Assume it is.
In this scene.
Right?
No, but there are some girls who like that, and they say they want that.
Yeah, but that's, she's not programmed to like that.
But I think that's what that's the point I was trying
to
make.
She's a secretary, dude.
I'm assuming.
She's not programmed for anything.
I'm assuming she's a little confused by her feelings, too, because she can't trust them because they're based on someone else's memories. Like, that has to be rough, too, that all the things you think and feel are now subject to question.
Jesse. You've never seen Blade Runner before, correct?
Correct.
You saw this minute.
I did.
What did you think of it?
I thought this woman was about to be raped.
All right.
Even with the sexy time music.
Fred, people remember you from minute 18. It was a very popular episode.
Was it?
No, not at all. But let's say it was.
We didn't put up a survey compared to my minute to your minute.
You're
you know what? I don't know why yours existed anyway, but whatever.
You're a dude because I had to cut yours down to 9 minutes from 17.
9 minutes.
Because
you
of
know
the...
what? I hear some of yours is 9-10 minutes, and it's fine. And now mine's 9 minutes.
He winds
minutes,
up cutting himself fine. Out of his minutes too. It's
yeah,
real
really.
Funny.
I cut my 20-minute episodes good. Down to 9
it's
anyway.
Probably sucked.
What do you think of it? What do you think of it? Where do you see? What do you see when you see?
I see the
Harrison Ford take his fist.
30s, 40s hero guy where he like he manhandles the woman, but you know what? The way they shot it comes off real rapey. That's my opinion.
I think it was a lot. It wasn't just 1930s. It's 80s movies were like that too.
No, this was like real like Casablanca ish.
80s movies, man.
You know what?
I saw a lot of movies
you know
like
I
that
mean.
Growing up.
You know what I mean, nerd. You know what I mean?
So I agree with Fred.
What's going on here?
She's just hanging.
I agree with Fred. I don't think it was intended to be. Right.
No, I thought they thought it was really sexy. No.
Yeah, I don't think it was
like,
intended
to. Ooh, that's hot. He's so forceful. He wants her so bad that like.
I still
he
see
shoved her like.
But I
he wants
still
her
see
like,
that
no.
as acceptable in this context. Like I don't see him as violating her. I see him as.
You know what's not a violation?
There's no nice way to say
Wait,
it.
You know
yeah.
what's not a violation? Wow. Scott Pilgrim's in bed with Ramona Flowers, and she said, I changed my mind. And he goes, that's cool because this is nice too. I think this is okay. And they just lay there in bed. That's the normal.
Yeah,
I changed my mind.
You think 40 years from now people give a shit about Scott Pilgrim versus the world?
I don't know. Our kids
love that
like
movie.
As much as they give a shit about...
Well,
Rick Deckard versus the world.
I think you want
I feel
to
like,
do.
I feel like Scott Pilgrim
like
is a little more popular.
A survey
than that.
On the street. Hey, would you rather watch Blade Runner, or Scott Pilgrim versus the world? Like, which have you seen, and see what happens.
What neighborhood are we in?
Right here. Go right on the corner.
Lorimer and.
I don't want people to know where I live.
Lorimer and whatever.
Shut up.
Give me something.
West Bubble Poop.
And what?
Hipster.
Lorimer Street and Hipster Boulevard. Yeah, you're right. Scott Pilgrim. No, Blade Runner.
No.
Get out of here. No way. Blade Runner.
Go outside right now. We'll
Blade Runner is an
go
extremely
right now, we'll
popular movie.
If the sequel didn't come out, and I'm not saying it was popular.
Yeah, I think it's only
but just because people, it's in people's heads a little bit now, is the only reason why people know about
no,
it.
No, you're wrong. Blade Runner is an extremely popular movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, and we found out the hard way because our first 20-something episodes were really short and people just butchered us online and talked about how we didn't take it seriously enough and we didn't have those conversations that you're supposed to have. And they're right, but we didn't know that people would care as much.
I thought they... Blade Runner fans are just very serious fans.
And here we are 20 minutes, 30 episodes later and... Hopefully, I can't tell because there's no minutes on my app. There's no countdown, but I think
Blade Runner fans are just more hardcore about it. You know, like there's more Star Trek conventions than there are Star Wars conventions, right? There's always been more Trekkies. Trekkie has a name.
Well, it's older than Star Wars.
It doesn't make a difference. Even now that there's more source material for Star Wars than there used to be, Blade Runner fans are just militant.
So
they really
well. That's
really
a great show, everybody. Tune in next week. We come
no,
back
you,
with
we
the
need
thing.
Like 10 more minutes.
What?
So Deckard pins Rachel.
Can we
the,
talk about the lighting?
The lighting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
He looked like he was in a guitar.
That was not English.
What? I like that he looked like he was in an acoustic guitar.
He looked like
you
he
see
was
lines on his face
through the strings. Yeah, the way the light runs through the blinds that make these lines across his face and his hands.
He's a Venetian from Venetia.
Yeah.
What do you think about it, Pete? And everything else is in darkness?
I think half of him is in darkness because half of him wants to force her to do something she doesn't want to do. And half of him is in light.
You just
because,
made this up.
Because half of him wants to respect her wishes.
He once was a boy, now he's a man.
But all of him wants Rachel.
And you're like, that sounds good. Right? You're like, I'm going to go with
that. I like that. That was good.
My God.
I once was a... How does it go? Once I was a boy, now... Day man. Fighter of the night, man.
He was the
champion of the sun.
He was a boy, you turned into the day man.
You're a master of Blade Runners and replicants for everyone. Day man.
You good? Did you get it out of your system? No more.
This is bad. This is gonna break us. People are gonna listen to this and say, because this is a pivotal moment in Blade Runner history.
Are you gonna call it the drunken one?
Sandra, you're the smart one of the podcast.
I don't know if that's true. Well, I did win at Scrabble just now.
He
so.
Was a boy's now, he's a man.
Moving on. We have Rachel who's finally like hair unpinned, right?
Yeah.
Washed, face washed. She doesn't have that stylized makeup anymore.
She's really becoming a woman or human? You think she's growing right in front of us?
I think she's starting to develop her own emotions and memories now. She's getting her own, like, background knowledge to fill in the gaps and not relying on anyone else. But I think now she's starting to have her own store of data, and that's why this Deckard thing is hard for her. Like, I could imagine, like, yes, she feels these things for him, but she doesn't trust what she feels. So she wants to run.
Because she just found out
maybe
a couple days
ago.
Maybe
he makes this snap judgment of, you're just going through a lot of stuff, but I can physically help you. Either way, it's still not appropriate.
Why would he try something sexual when she just became... Like, it's only
because
within the last day or two.
Because all you men are stupid. I want you to see it through this lens of the way girls see it. I'm upset about something. Come here, let me... Come here, touch it, and this will make you feel better.
Jesus Christ.
This is just the way men are.
Wait, so does it make you feel better?
So she just found out that she's a replicant.
Yeah.
That she's not born human.
And a day or two later, he tries to
stick it in her.
Make love.
Yeah, because she's trying to get her when she's at her most vulnerable.
Make love in her.
She's a.
But why would he do that to her? Why not give her some?
Because
time?
She's
men,
not
it's
a
terrible.
Human. And I'd do it too, man. If I was like, you're a robot lady, and I'd be
no,
all.
No,
like,
he's starting to.
Yeah, but he's a robot too.
He doesn't know that.
Could we just admit it?
That
Deckard's
that.
A goddamn replicant.
No,
he might
not.
Be. It's a possibility.
Yes, he is, Sandra.
But for the time that this was filmed, this was completely normal behavior, not only in movies, but in everyday world. Is it acceptable now? Absolutely not.
It shouldn't
have been acceptable.
Ever.
It wasn't
People
really acceptable.
People thought it was okay then.
We went to see it. We went to see it in the city.
Yeah.
They had a big screening, and that was uncomfortable.
Yeah, I felt bad.
The whole theater kind of went... We heard a couple people...
We all heard everyone go,
ooh... It was uncomfortable. In his apartment, when I brought the Blu-ray to him.
I was like, why'd you put this on?
That was a little
but
much.
But it was in a lot of movies when we were kids.
I can't remember which movies. Do you remember the Lethal Weapons or... Like, where would you have seen...
It was like old, like,
1940s.
Similar
to this.
Every movie.
Not the 40s. No, no, stick with the
80s. 80s and
70s. I think
stick
with Indy did
Terminator,
it a couple
times. RoboCop.
Indy surprised kissed a couple chicks, right?
Yeah.
Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. He takes a Doctor. What's her face? The blonde.
Doctor Nazi.
Doctor
Venus Schnitzel.
He
just
takes
kissed her in the face.
Doctor Nazi, and he just kind of smooches her, and she's like, "I don't like something, and I hate arrogant men."
Yeah.
And he's like, "Stop it! I hate fast women."
Yeah.
And they just make love, but he kind of
cyborg
once. Doesn't
he do the same
thing in Temple of Doom?
So Harrison Ford is a rapist.
Stop it!
Is what we're saying. Kylo Ren gave him what he deserved.
Did he do it to Leia, by the way?
Well, he got too aggressive with her in the ship when he was trying to get her like
he
to
guilted,
admit his feelings.
He guilted Leia.
He guilted her into like trying
he did
to get
the same
it,
thing. Tell me you love me.
Yeah, he guilted Leia. He's like
into kissing him.
What does she say? She says, afraid.
I'm not afraid.
Yeah, he's like...
He taunts her into giving her a kiss.
What are you afraid? I'm dirty too. What are you afraid of? She's like, afraid. He knew her weakness. You love me. You like me because I'm a scoundrel. She's like, no, I don't. I like nice men. He says, I'm a nice man. And she's like, no, you're not. And he kisses her. And then 3PO interferes.
And she slips
so
away.
He does it again.
He fucking does it. Ooh, I'm sorry. I'll
you said it's explicit this time.
Yeah, but I just dropped an F-bomb.
Yeah, but it's explicit, so it's okay.
All right, I'll put a warning. Sorry if you kids are listening.
You kids are probably not listening.
Tell them this is the one you kids shouldn't listen to.
I'll put a warning.
Your kids heard these words before, by the way.
I'll put a warning at the timestamp.
I'm sorry, but your kid knows all the words.
Yeah, but we also said things about genitalia, so this is not the episode to let your kids
guys, watch. Your kids know more words than you
do. But, yeah, he's done it in all
So it is what it is for its time, but today, it is inappropriate.
Yeah.
Jesse, you got anything to add? She says it's rape. I'm Pete.
I'm Sandra.
I'm Fred.
I'm a vessel!
That's Jesse.
And
this is Rosé.
Thank you very much. We'll see you for a minute.
73.
Take it easy. I didn't play that music yet. But I will.
He did.
So for now